No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Hey there, cats, kittens. I'm Mike Coughlin. I'm driving my automobile. I'm driving a car. I got a dog. I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm bored. I'm driving from Peoria. If it plays in Peoria, it'll play anywhere. Peoria was it's actually much bigger than I thought it would be. Seemed very nice for like the little bit that I drove around. Like I was down there to see Stanhope do his stuff. Played at actually has a nice comedy club. Really. Like once you got into the actual seating and everything, I liked it. I never got my fucking nachos. Did I? I don't know. Oh yes, I did. Yes, I did. Never mind. I thought there was something else I didn't get. But overall, I don't know what the name of the fucking place is. I don't need to plug it. It's not my fucking show. The show is good. I enjoyed myself. Right next to a gentleman's club. I think if I was over one of those, I would just call it a strip club. Who are you kidding? This gentleman's club. It's a fucking strip club. Just say it. Or your titty club or whatever it is. It's like burlesque dancing. Just your fat strippers. Oh, you have little tassels on your titties, and there's, oh, it's an art, and blah, blah. Oh, fuck, just shut up. It's like belly dancers. Oh, no, it's a Middle Eastern dance ritual. It's sacred, but it's fucking women shaking their ass in your face. You can dress it up however you want to. At the end of the day, if the guy is sitting there and the woman is shaking her body in a way to arouse the man, it's the same fucking thing. Maybe you don't explicitly strip your clothes off as often, but if a titty pops out, people are happy, and neither one of you are actually fucking the guy. You're just professional blue ballers. So, whatever. Just fuck you. And your fucking dumb euphemisms. If I fucking, you know, those are the type of women you just gotta, oh yeah, everyone's gonna be making that reference now. Grab them in the pussy! And that's the only downside to the show I'm recording this on Monday. I'm driving back. I got like another hour to go or something like that. It's only like a 2-hour drive. Although it feels like it's a lot fucking longer. Like it feels like a 3-hour deal, but it's only 2. So I don't know. I got Godfather's Pizza, which, oh, Godfather's is a weird fucking pizza chain. It is the best pizza. Their crust is fucking amazing. I grew up with Godfather's in the sense that it was always in South Dakota, in Sioux Falls. So every time we had to drive back there, see fucking family, 10 hours in the car with a fucking rageaholic as a father, that was always fucking pleasant. You better fucking believe that. Ooh, the one time we went to a fucking rest stop, and as we're standing there, and I'm taking a piss, as I come out of the bathroom, I look up and I see the car driving away as my family went for a fucking mile before they realized that they only had one kid in the car, and they actually have 2 by naturally, and they left fucking little 12-year-old me just standing there on the fucking side of the road, dick in his hand, going, what the fuck do I do? There were no cell phones back then. I had no idea what I was going to do. Somebody like, well, where's your grandmother live? I'd be like, South Dakota. Where? Sioux Falls. Where? I don't know. I can see the mall. What a terrible parents. But anyways, they had Godfather's in Sioux Falls, and it was always just, it was wonderful. It was delicious. I liked the video games there too, but oh, the pizza was so good. And then when I went away to college or university, they had a Godfather's in Iowa City, Iowa. Oh my gosh, I ate there every Thursday fucking night for 4 years. A friend of mine, we would sit there, for a while we would go there and watch TV and eat pizza and come back and watch The OC. That's right, damn it. That's what we did. We'd sit there and we'd watch a lot of college basketball. I watched so much college basketball. I actually kind of got to the point where I knew enough about college basketball to make semi-informed picks in the tournament, which led me to fucking picking Syracuse 3 years in a row. Every year they were fucking supposed to be good, and every fucking year they got bounced out. Which is, I think I picked them like every year right after Melo left. And it's just, I got fucked every fucking time. The 1 year I didn't pick them, and they won the fucking tournament again. So fuck Syracuse. But they had Godfather's Pizza there, and it was fucking amazing. And I loved it. But they don't have Godfather's near fucking Chicago. Nowhere near it. Nowhere. There was like one gas station that had little individual versions of it that was about like 45 minutes away. And yeah, I fucking drove to it once. And I thought there'd be more, but there's little individual pizzas. But at least there was that, and it was good. So I come down here to Peoria, and I had scouted it out in advance because I knew Southern Illinois has a lot of fucking Godfather's pizzas. And oh yeah, there were fucking four of them with a driving distance of my Motel 6, including a gas station one where I went and I got a little personal one. And then they had fucking a whole bunch of take them and bake them ones. I got fucking three pizzas in my trunk. Oh, I'm so fucking happy. This is amazing. But again, the downside to all of this, I mean, and it's tough to say there's much of a downside when you get to see a great, amazing comedian. I thought the show was fantastic. The bed was so awful. The fucking hotel room. It was not as bad as Cleveland. It was, overall, was a room a little better than Denver. But it had a fucking cathode ray television. I genuinely don't think they make those anymore. I'm watching ESPN and standard definition, which, again, I didn't know even really exists. Why am I fucking driving? Why am I not using the speed control? What is it? Auto drive? We used to have like a term for it growing up. It wasn't like speed control, self drive, something like the cruise control. That, yeah, my dad always called it cruise control, but I thought there was some other term we would use. It was like auto drive or something. And the joke was, oh, you can take your hands off the wheel and blah, blah, blah. And then they did it in a movie. I think it was Dumb and Dumber. I don't know. But, okay, the cathode ray television. It's like, seriously? Seriously? I'm trying to think, like, I think the Motel 8 or Motel 6 or whatever that reeked of weed that I stayed at in Las Vegas was the nicest place I stayed at in the past month and a half. And I've been to like four or five hotels. I don't have any more trips planned, though. The UFC did not credential me for fucking Madison Square Garden. Can you believe the nerve? Then you see all these other reporters complain, I didn't get credential, and Mike Chipetta has been doing this for so long, he deserves it. It's like, fine, I've been doing it longer than almost any of you. That's not even a joke. I predate Ariel Helwani, all these fucking little losers. I should be there. I have no business, but hey, fucking Saturday night, traffic on the website for UFC 204, our second biggest day ever. And we figured out another way. All of a sudden, our UFC traffic through the roof. Always innovating, being smarter than the other guy. I don't have the air on in my car because my car's air conditioner doesn't really work that well. Let me see if I can get it to go now. It usually just comes out as kind of hot. That's not bad right now. Otherwise, I can't open the windows because that'll create too much noise, and I have a feeling this is already noisy enough. So, yeah. How much have I recorded? Oh, yeah, I don't have the fucking phone open. Arrive at 11:47. I'll arrive in 45 minutes. Yeah, that's all right. I already got 9. Fuck you. Yeah, Mike, you're a fucking stud, you big dick motherfucker. The downside to all of everything I just did, and I know this is, I think, the third show that'll be out this week from me. I have like a half hour deal I recorded Walking the Dogs, I think goes out on Tuesday. No, this could be the fourth show, because I got the Joanna Angel interview, which is up right now. Got to finally interview a real life whore. And I even got to ask some of the questions. Like, I was kind of, some the things I'd always wondered about. Like, when you write a porn, do you write, like, and then the cock comes in from behind and things like that. But I guess porn is a lot of, improv. I kind of got more explicit, I guess, but I think I asked all the questions I wanted to. I got fucked up before it. Not on alcohol. But, And so my memory's a little off, but I think it was a pretty decent... It was an okay interview. She was kind of dumb. Like, it's not dumb, but at times, I'll say this. She was willing to talk a lot and give answers, which I was happy with. There's nothing fucking better than asking a question, and all of a sudden you just see how, like, somebody's just, and you're like, fuck, just, that's your answer? Although one of the tricks for all you future interviewers, don't say anything. People will fill silence. It's amazing. I like driving places, kind of. I really don't like driving, actually. But I kind of like being outside of the Chicago area. Because everywhere I go, like, there's a little more trees. People, I think, are nicer. I'm down... Funny thing is, like, Peoria is kind of middle... I learned to talk when it... Yeah, middle of Illinois. But it's south enough that you get a twang. Like, southern Illinois, if you get way down there, not the school, the actual south of Illinois, way the fuck down there at the point, that's real hillbilly shit. Illinois is a pretty big, long state. We're up here in the Chicago area, we're all nice and kind of, we got a bit of a dickhead thing to us, I think. It's weird, because we always, Chicago's got that second city, little brother inferiority thing to New York. Even though we are a better city. But I understand why people rank here. I mean, New York is a different beast unto itself. It keeps, like, haunting my night, my dreams. Like, I've only been to the place once. Like, really been there. Not, like, layovers or whatever. And, I got in fights. I lost all my money. I lost my contacts. Friends. Just all kinds of bad shit happened. And yet, I can't help but shake it. Like, there's just something about it. Something about New York gets you. I can understand why people are proud to be New Yorkers. New Yorkers. That's a fucking Boston accent. I don't know how to fucking do New York.
I can do French. Like, a New York accent for me would probably be like if I tried to do a Jewish accent.
That's Fran Drescher. Now then, we've gone over the 12-minute mark. 12 minutes. Coming to the stage of our gentlemen's club. I wonder if I could get away with just calling it Tit Bar. Or grab them by their pussy. That's what they're here for, bar. That'd be kind of long. But I did, again, the downside. I'm getting to the downside. I'm going to get to it. I'm building it up. It'd be so good if there was something really big at the end of all this. Instead of something predictable. Given that I have no idea when this will air. What I'm going to do with it, just no clue. There's no UFC coming up this Saturday, so Grady and I don't know what the fuck we're... I guess we'll talk about 204 and some of the other stuff. You better really make it work. No UFC because BJ Penn got hurt, which... I don't know. As much as I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to do anything on Saturday. Fuck, I have nothing to fucking do. Like, I have nothing to do in life. I don't have people that I see or hang out with or do anything with. Like, everybody I know is old. They're all married with kids and have houses. They, half of them don't even live near me. Sunday I'm going to dinner, I guess, with my brother and his fiance, Brother Brian of the site, has been gotten engaged. Finally. It's only been almost 4 years. Four? Maybe four. Yeah. 4. My dad died in 12, and then he met her and moved all the fuck out to see her. So, whatever. Fucking 4 years, man. From dating till divorce, I don't think I made it 4 years. No, I know I didn't make it 4 years. Did I? Married in 13. Officially divorced in January of 15, but she left me in 14. In July of 14. Met her in July of 11. I had about 3 years there. Whatever. Women are bitches and they deserve to be grabbed by the pussy. Which brings me back to the only downside of the weekend. Which was I did not get to see the debate. And I was interested enough in the debate. Like, my mom was like, you should just tape it. I'm like, I'm not going to tape it.
Because the first debate, it was not worth watching. Trump didn't do anything stupid. He was, whatever he did was, they showed later. He had some of his little quips, which I laughed at, because he's Donald Trump, and that's just what he does. And that's why that's why anybody gives a shit about watching. Like, I don't want to watch Hillary Clinton debate. I've seen Hillary Clinton debate a billion times. I know everything, single thing is going to come out of her mouth. Although I will say that the WikiLeaks leaks about her literally bragging that she's two-faced. Like, not even like she said something different behind closed doors and then said something different in public. Behind closed doors, she told people, I fake it. I have a public stance and a private stance. And I'm like, this is everything everyone's ever said about you, is that you're just a two-faced, just horrible, horrible, murdering person. And everybody hates you. You will be a... Hillary Clinton, who is, I presume, is going to be elected president, will probably start out as the most hated president ever from starting in office. Now, there have been presidents that have been more hated maybe during their term or after their term. You know, Nixon, you can argue, you know, President Bush. Although I think President Bush always seemed to have decent numbers. But, you know, Clinton was fine. Bill Clinton was obviously fine. Reagan, H.W. Bush. Ford, I think people, you know, I don't really know what they thought too much of him going in, other than he was the last guy president. And I don't, he might, is he the only person ever president that was never elected? I don't know. Like, we've had vice presidents take over, but I think they've always been elected vice president. He wasn't elected vice president. You know, after Nixon's whole regime fell, Ford was the only one left there, and he's like, oh, fuck, look at that, I'm fucking president. I used to play football in Michigan, and now I'm president. Oops, I fell down the stairs. Some of you don't even get that reference, and that's just a shame. It means you're really young, and that means you're fucking stupid. There are people listening to this that are in high school, which, first of all, if that's actually happening, it's kind of cool. But they were not fucking alive when 9/11 happened. Fuck, you could be voting. There are people who are easily people voting for president who have no recollection of 9/11. Fuck you. You shouldn't be able to vote. No, it's just fuck you. It didn't even happen before your lifetime. You don't understand the world. You don't know danger. I know danger. I lived through 9/11. I did. I survived 9/11, motherfuckers. Sure, I was in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. Sure, I was in a dorm, but I still made it through that day and I didn't die. And with me making it through any day and not dying is a bit of an accomplishment. Just, again, fuck you. So, yeah, I didn't see the debate. Apparently, it sounds like Trump went pretty close to full Trump, which is what we've all been waiting for. Because, you know, he was very... I thought he was restrained. He was, you know, withdrawn, restrained in the first debate. I mean, he had gotten a few. Some of the things he said were... I kind of laughed at. Like, when Hillary's like, pretty soon you're going to be blaming me for everything. And he just goes, why not? Just fucking awesome. Like, Hillary had her lines, but they were all pre-planned, you know, focus group and all this shit. Like, the woman hasn't spoken off the cuff in her life. Like, she probably doesn't call Bill without, like, both them having their schedulers talk to each other, because that's a fucking sham marriage. But no, so I don't know exactly how... I mean, I've heard little bits and pieces. I guess Trump brought four or five of Bill Clinton's former, shall we say, trophies to sit front and center. Just fucking... Look, this is how life is. And this is like anything in life. You have to enjoy this. You really do. It's like when something bad happens to you in life. Somebody dies or whatever. You get broken up with. Some shit. Lose a job. I always try to find humor in it, right? I want to laugh at everything. I try to make light of the divorce. Make light of my dad's death. Anything I can. And, you know, any tragedy that happens on the news, I'm always like, how can I make a joke out of it? What's the joke? What's the joke? How can I make a joke? And I'm not a comedian or anything like that. I just think that we should try to laugh.
And I think that's what you have to just do with Donald Trump and his running for president. Even if he becomes president, it's like, you can spend all your time getting angry and being upset. That's fine.
Ooh, there's a big truck.
I don't blame you. If especially if you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal, and you fucking see Donald Trump, it's just like, this man's a caricature of everything you've ever been led to believe a Republican is. Now, he's not. He's not actually, he's not really a Republican, or he's definitely not a conservative of any sort. I mean, the man is, he's basically a moderate Democrat. He really was. Like, 10 years ago, he would for sure have been a moderate Democrat. That he's a Republican now, I don't know. Maybe the whole country's moved left, or maybe, it just shows how far out of touch the Democratic Party is. That, a guy who's been pro-choice, who's been pro-global warming, who's been pro-gay marriage, who's been pro-national health care, all within the past 10, 15 years. Like, I think that he was for all those things at the same time he was trying to grab pussy. So, you know, he's like Clinton. He's just going to say anything to get elected. The difference is that I don't, Hillary doesn't believe anything she says, but I think she's got some value. I don't say, values, something to her core. I think there's things she believes in. But again, I don't know if she really cares about those things. Like, I don't know if there's any issue really where it's like a line of demarcation. Like, I would never give up on this. Now, there are issues that she will never change on because they form the base of her constituency. Like, she's always going to be pro-choice because she needs that base. She becomes pro... If Hillary Clinton just randomly woke up someday and said, everybody, pro-life, I think Roe versus Wade should be overturned. And even if she laid out the greatest, most eloquent, impassioned defense of her new position, she would be fucked. She would lose so much of her base and her support because that's a very key issue to a lot of people that really support her. Not just Democrats in general. I think you can get away with being a moderate Democrat who's pro-life, although it's tough. There's a lot more pro-choice Republicans than pro-life Democrats, it seems, politically, even though the country is more 50-50-ish. It's not even 50-50. It's like 90, then 70, then 45 or something. It's like 90% think that partial birth abortion should never be allowed, and like 70% is like only in this many weeks, and like 40% like never, except for rape and incest, and like 25 or 30, never, no matter what, and then like a couple over here, like every woman should have at least two. It's, just, you know, it's all over the place. But Hillary's always going to have that in her pocket, but if she thought she could actually win and get ahead in the world, and just by saying I'm pro-life, I think she might do it. I don't know what she really... I think, you know, but again, those, she does have her cores, so whatever. Trump is just Trump. And again, I'm just going to have to enjoy it. I don't want Donald Trump to be president. I don't want Hillary Clinton to be president. Like, before any of this started, I was like, well, I'm just... Whatever, whoever the Republicans put up, I'm going to vote for them because I tend to vote more libertarian than anything. I really don't even like voting. Because I hate to be like, hey, my vote doesn't count. It's not that it doesn't count, it's just... I don't think most people are worthy of my vote. Like, there's always going to be a degree of plug your nose, and you should have. Like, when you vote for somebody, it's probably good when you vote for somebody that they don't line up with you and everything. That means that, one, you show that you're tolerant of other opinions in the world. That you can, you yourself, voting at least, can play politics, and you understand that not everything in the world goes the way that you think it should. Even if I was right on everything, I think you just have to learn to accept. I feel like I've seen that Harley Davidson store before. Probably on your way down, Mike. Shut the fuck up. But I think it's good to know that, or at least be the kind of person that can, on some level, live letting someone else have different opinions and still represent you. I think that's a good thing. But Trump's different. I mean, again, he's the one Republican I've seen
basically, I mean, he's by far the first Republican presidential candidate in my lifetime, especially in my voting lifetime, which is only 15 years. Well, that is, in theory, almost four cycles, where I'm like, there's just no fucking way. There's just no fucking way. This guy doesn't believe in anything I believe in, for the most part. And even if he did, I don't care. It's not necessarily about his temperament or what. It's Donald Trump. The guy's a dick. He's a joke. Like, he's a giant fucking joke. 355. Nice. And then now he gets in trouble for saying grab her by the pussy. And at first I wasn't sure, because I heard little bits of it, and people were like, and I thought at first he was saying, I hit on this chick, I grabbed her by the pussy, but she said no. At first I'm like, fuck, that's actually pretty fucking bad. Like, that can be considered sexual assault. I was thinking about this, I'm like, okay, we all know, I think, sexually, when you're trying to make a move on somebody, you don't just grab their junk. You have to start out with a kiss. The kiss is the initial opening salvo. That's like a lob serve, and you're going to hit back and forth a little bit. Well, you know, that just gets your ball into her court. It takes time before you can rip off the net and pound her with your racket. Before you can make a racket? I don't know. Before you can go deuces love, and love, love, and... None of this really sounds as dirty as it could. So yeah, you got to start out there. And it sounds like that's what he did. But when I heard the whole interview, the clip, whatever the fuck it is, I mean, I had posted, and I got a lot of shit from people, that Donald Trump talks about doing what Bill Clinton actually did. And people, oh, that's not true, Bill Clinton had consent, blah, blah, blah. It's like, Bill Clinton has as many accusations against him from as many different women over the years with similar patterns that sound just like fucking Bill Cosby. And we all immediately think Bill Cosby's a rapist, or is at least uncouth. But Bill Clinton, I think a lot of it's just we all got exhausted by it in the 90s. Because what happens is, I believe the Republicans got frustrated when all this shit hit the fan in 92, 93. And it didn't bring Clinton down. And it should have. Because I think it kind of came out of the, I can't think of her name right now, but who made the allegations against Clarence Thomas. It's not Juanita Broderick. And how, like, the Democrats very quickly, like, a story that had some holes, that kind of sounded a little plausible, but not totally plausible. But nonetheless, she said this about Clarence Thomas, and the Democrats really tried to use it to disqualify Thomas from holding a seat on the Supreme Court. Sidebar, Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court should have had a vote on it. I think the Republicans are wrong to have not held a vote. I don't think he deserves to be approved. Or maybe he does. However they want to vote, they can vote. But it deserves a vote. So I think when the Republicans saw what happened to Thomas, then shit that was exactly the same, but multiple women saying, in 10 miles, take exit. Okay, yes, I'll take 355 north. I can turn you off now, because I already know where the fuck I'm going. You dumb shit. Yeah, bitch. Vulgar language, Mike. What's wrong with you? Be an adult. Be a grown man. You don't have to use misogynistic language. But, like, I think that they saw, like, Bill Clinton was accused just as harshly, harsher than Clarence Thomas, with women that had some credibility to their stories. And, obviously, Democrats didn't do anything to him, and, in fact, I've always remembered this line. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but the head of the National Organization of Women said about Bill Clinton that powerful men have powerful needs. I don't know if it was actually her. I've always repeated it as such because it's such a funny line. But I think a lot of people, and then, you know, obviously, now, first of all, none of this really has anything to do with Hillary. If her husband fucks around on her, that doesn't disqualify her for president. But what does disqualify her, if you want to, is I think her treatment of the women was, I mean, it was abhorrent. She tried to destroy a lot of these women. She did what she treated them like I would expect a chief of staff to treat them. Like I would expect, you know, Bill Clinton's right-hand man to treat them. scorched earth, dig up whatever we can, discredit them. Like, I mean, it's not necessarily pleasant, but it's what you do when a woman accuses you of a sexual impropriety. If you're not going to admit it, you try to frame your defense. And, you know, if you can find out that she really was a slut and a whore and she'd fucked five guys that day, and that's why your vagina looked like a meat grinder. Like, I could have gone through a meat grinder and a really trashy, overused thing. Like, that's why your vagina looks like a fucking dried out fucking dead flower. Just all caked and blah and whatever. So that's why you do it. But it was Hillary that did it. Like, she was the one doing a lot of this stuff. And that's really, I think that's really weird. I mean, I know it's weird for a wife to do that for her husband. Like, I understand coming to your husband's defense if you think he's being falsely accused. But if there are a number of them, I don't know, man. But, and again, was Bill Clinton a rapist? I don't know. And I hate saying I don't know, because it sounds like one of those things like you should just say, no, he was not. Because if you say, I don't know, it's like you're implying, well, maybe he really was, and blah, blah, blah. But what happened is the Republicans bit. They got lured in because then the Monica thing came out. Monica was proof of Bill Clinton cheating. And he lied under oath about it, which really was a dumb, dumb fucking idea. You know, that was a dumb fucking mistake on his part. He really, really shouldn't have done that. That was fucking stupid shit. He had nothing to gain. Well, yeah, I don't know. You would have thought they would have known about the blue dress. That's what gets, you know, so the Republican tried to attack it, but all they had was him lying under oath, which was bad. It's not cool. As an attorney, you'd get in a lot of trouble, and he did get in trouble. I think he had to surrender his license. But for the most part, you wouldn't get disbarred for it. And especially given that what he lied about was basically inconsequential. It's not like he lied about... That's just it. If he lied about being a rapist, then the lie doesn't matter. Because he's a rapist. And that's way worse than anything else. He lied about getting head, which is understandable. Like, I think a lot of people, a lot of men were like, yeah, I understand why he lied. Like, well, yeah, you shouldn't lie, but it's a different kind of lie. Like, that's your, I don't know. You just lie about that one. And then now we come to Trump, and he's grabbing by the pussy comment. The thing is that Trump doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. He just doesn't. You know, because he says so many stupid fucking things. Oops, I gotta get ahead of this truck, otherwise I'm gonna die. And, you know, I mean, everybody, Trump's like a little kid and you're always making excuses for him, but he is a little kid. It's like if your little 5-year-old kid says nigger, well, you just gotta be like, where the fuck did you hear that? Don't say that. But you don't actually think a 5-year-old understands racism. They don't. Like, I spent a lot of time around 5-year-olds. But, you know, little kids like that, they don't know. They have no idea what white and black means. They know that a kid's skin is a different color, but because they're not colorblind. But they have no concept of racism. It's really beautiful. They have to learn it, like we all do. With its values intact. It's a valuable tool. Again, Trump's like a little kid saying something. You just don't care. I mean, it's sad that he's a 70-year-old man saying it. He's 60 back then. But reading it in his favor, and again, I think it's the light that's probably more realistic, is... You know, he says, I tried to fuck this chick, but she was married, and she turned me down, and I tried, but she said no. Fuck. That, to me, irrelevant, I don't think it matters, doesn't disqualify you from being president. That is how, I mean, when people talk about locker room talk, that's barely even locker room talk. That's like almost fucking coffee maker, water cooler talk. Like, that's really, that ain't anything. It's just, hey, I tried to nail that chick, but I couldn't do it. I think every man and every woman is... for the most part, they had some conversation similar to that. And then when he's talking about, like, and I guess the, from what I gather looking at the clip, it looks like he's on a bus with Billy Bush. And he wants, and he's going to be taken to be on a soap opera. He's going to start on a soap opera. Guest star on a soap opera, right? And so he starts talking about, like, I better pop some Tic Tacs. You know, I can't help myself. I see beautiful women. I just want to start kissing them and blah, blah, blah. Which, I mean, he just says it. That doesn't mean shit. Unless you have, like, evidence of him going around just imposing himself on women, then that's just something the guy was, I just see women. I just want to start kissing them. They're so beautiful. It's like, okay, well, a lot of people say shit like, if I see them, like, if I see a pair of tits, I just want to stare at them. I'm not even apologizing for it. It doesn't mean I think you're not a human being. Does it mean that I'm reducing you to an object? Just for that purpose, sure. But go ahead, do it to me, do it to any guy. I don't want to make a woman feel uncomfortable. I don't want to get caught staring. But women know that we play the game. We all play the cleavage sneak game. You know, how much can you see without getting in trouble? Nope. I gotta stay behind you, you fucking truck. Stupid shit, fuck motherfucker. Go so goddamn slow. And, oh, you don't blame women. It's like, but if you're a woman and you're exposing cleavage, I have no idea why you would do that unless you are accepting that people are going to look at it. Like, the only two acceptable reasons would be, one, you have a nice necklace that you want to show off, and therefore, you want to open it up a little bit more on your chest. But even then, you wouldn't have to necessarily have to show cleavage. Or two, if it's really hot out. Okay. But otherwise, like, you can look nice without showing cleavage. I like when they show cleavage. But don't have cleavage and then expect people not to look. That doesn't mean they should gawk and leer and drool and just reach up and grab you. But people are going to look. And it's going to be men and women. Everybody's going to. If you just fucking were at a party and somebody had a fucking hard-on in their pants, you would fucking, is this my toll? Yeah, this is my fucking toll. I'm really glad you're going so fucking slow that I could barely fucking see the sign. But yeah, if I'm at a party and it's like some guy's got a fucking raging monster dong in his pants, you could tell. Oh, you better fucking believe I'm going to look at that son of a bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking look at that and look at it. And I'm just going to keep looking as long as I don't get caught. Keep left. Because it's a dick. It's like everything, you know? I mean, everybody wants to see everybody's stuff. But, so he's talking about kissing them and whatever. And he's like, oh, I wonder who the girl is I'm going to get. And, like, they meet this girl. And I think that's actually who his co-star was going to be on the show. And he's kind of, like, joking around like a little kid would be like, I get to kiss this one. Woo-hoo-hoo. Because, like, it's like a freebie. Because you could kiss somebody. But because it's acting, it doesn't count. And if you're not an actor, and Trump isn't an actor, although he's in the public eye enough that he doesn't really get the... Like, I'd be like, holy shit. Like, I'm meeting Jennifer... That's going to say Garner. She would work, but Jennifer, what's her fucking name? She wins all the Oscars. I want to say Jennifer Allison. That's not right. Not Jennifer Aniston either. This is going to bug me now. Now I really want to remember it. And I'm not going to move on from this conversation until I do. Jennifer Love Hewitt? No, although she's got some... Jennifer Lawrence! Ha ha ha, motherfuckers. And you thought you'd trick me. One for Mike, zero for you, memory. If I was like, oh, I'm going to get to kiss Jennifer Lawrence. Huh, I'd be fucking nervous. I'd be like, I got to brush my teeth 1,000 times. I got to make my breath smell great. Oh my gosh, I don't want to make a weird impression. Am I too much? Am I too wet? Am I too dry? Am I too much tongue? Too little? I'd be fucking losing it. But, and then Trump makes the comments about how, you know, when you're famous, you can just do anything you want. You can just walk up and you can kiss them. And he's like, grab their pussy. I didn't get the impression hearing him say that
that he was necessarily saying that he had done it so much as that he could do it. And it seemed like it was more referring to the absurdity of stardom. Not that he was criticizing it. Like, I would see it as, like, you know, a critique. Like, just like, dude, when you're fucking famous, you can do whatever you want, kind of. But it's not like you can go around and raping people however you want. But I can understand if somebody wants to read it that way. I think that that is fair. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's the correct reading. I think that's people looking at Trump and wanting to assume the worst. And that's an easy worst case thing to read from him. And because of his boorish behavior, I don't think it's correct, but I don't think it's unfair for somebody to read it that way. I read it again, like, more as, you know, guy, people have been saying locker room talk and banter, and people are like, I've never been in a locker room, and they talk like that. It's always people that I'm 100% sure have never really been in a locker room. Because I'm in locker rooms all the time. Sometimes there's even a reason why I'm there. Get it? But again, and I go to, you know, I'm in the gym all the time. I train with people all the time. I always feel weird in those situations. I didn't grow up, like, being one of those types of guys. Like, I'm not saying I grew up as some, super feminist type or whatever. No, I grew up afraid of women, thinking, you know, you got to put the pussy on a pedestal type of thing. And I was never somebody that referred to, like, getting pussy and stuff like that. It just wasn't something that I talked about. Again, it didn't happen. But even if it did, you know, yeah, you'd kind of talk about it. It was more like, I had sex. Yeah, dude, yeah, I know. I got laid. This is awesome. Like, I'm fucking amazing. Like, it was always like this incredible triumph for me. Like, holy shit, I pulled it off. Tricked her. So, again, the way that Trump is talking, it's not something that I'm used to necessarily. But it's also something I've heard some variation thereof. I mean, the locker rooms all the time, and guys are always talking like that. And it's something, like, I'm always like, it's never been a way I talk. I don't condemn them. Boys will be boys. It's not like there's anybody around. All language is contextual. That's my biggest fucking thing. Obviously, we all know Mike's got a problem with contextual language. But I do. Again, I think all language is contextual. Guys do talk, and guys are always trying to brag. More than women, I think. Although I think both sexes do, and I think it's natural. I think it's part of the, what would you say? Just the sexual mating process. You brag, like, look at how virile I am. I got pussy on the road. I'm so smart and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And to refer to getting women as getting pussy and stuff like that. That happens a lot. And I'm sure that women talk about men that way. I don't think it's quite the same. I think men have more of a conquering attitude. And I've been thinking about this. It's not just towards women. Women hear it a lot from men towards women. And they think, oh, that, and it sounds really bad. Oh, I got this many notches on my belt. I got a photograph of every girl. I stole her panties or whatever. And that is kind of creepy. Like, that's like getting into serial killer territory. Like, I'm collecting trophies. Okay, weirdo. But men are conquerors. We are explorers. It's part of the... I think it's just part of... the Y chromosome, being the testosterone. There are hunters and gatherers, and men were the hunters, women were the gatherers. Some of it's due to physical features, some of it, again, I just think that's how men are wired. Men are wired to fuck as much as we can. That's where we can blow a load. We can make a baby several times a day. A woman can make a baby a couple times a month. Like, again, this doesn't excuse behavior. It just explains why men think in certain ways, and I think why women are always kind of caught off guard by it. Like, what the fuck, really? And what I really saw, to me, this is the most pathetic thing. It wasn't necessarily what Trump said. What he said was not good. That's not presidential. Wow. Not that I think. I mean, look, we're way past the point where some people are acting presidential, but Trump. Part of his appeal is that he doesn't act presidential. And I understand that. I think there are a lot of people who just want a guy who kind of sounds like he's telling it like it is.
he's not, because he's not really talking about anything, but at least he's speaking in a different way, which I think is probably one of the biggest takeaways from this election. Got to learn how to connect to people. He's learned how to connect with people. Yeah, I think he's fired up people more than is normal on certain issues. I think he's emboldened a few people to be a little more outspoken about their racism. But I think that President Obama did the same. I think President Obama did the same more innocently. But I think a lot of... you're seeing more uppity blacks. No. You know, Black Lives Matter, the good within the movement, there's also bad. All movements have good and bad for the most part. I don't know if Give Peace a Chance has much bad, but it's probably something bad in there. But there's undeniably... racist people within the Black Lives Matter movement probably feel a little bit emboldened by having a black president, and one who, when there are victims, doesn't automatically just say, I take the side of the police, who comes out and be like, well, you know, black men are their victims, and this is unfortunate, and we should do better by them. And, you know, whether those are dog whistles or not, I don't know. Again, I don't think it's to the same degree. I think that Trump is riles up more weird hate. Although, I think in both cases, it's the same people that come from, like, a point of repression. Just not feeling like the world, like, the system works for them. That same feeling of hopelessness or helplessness that I think drives a lot of the Black Lives Matter movement, I think also drives a lot of Trump's supporters. And I think, you know, even Hillary's supporters, I think her base is driven by the same thing. A lot of women who've always felt helpless. And that's why nobody's really very fucking popular right now. It's absurd. Like, nobody is popular. Nobody likes anyone. But what I think is most pathetic about what Trump did is that he was, at best, most harmlessly, which I think is probably the case, trying to brag and sound like an alpha male. He wanted to pump himself up and look like a big guy, look important. Kind of thing you'd be like, you know, like you're a senior in high school, you're like, yeah, to a freshman, hey kid, when you're my age, I've had a blow job. And some kid's like, whoa, dude. And it's like, you know, it's that same type of like, I'm gonna impress this person by what I know. So if he's trying to impress Billy Bush, that's what's really sad. Not that he's trying to win people over. Good instinctive politicians always try to befriend people. No, he was trying to brag and puff himself up to Billy fucking Bush, of all people. What the fuck? It's Billy Bush. Who gives a shit? You're Donald Trump. I mean, I don't... It wouldn't be good, but if he had come out and the video had been him just being dismissive and treating Billy Bush like shit, I would have been like, fine, at least that makes sense. It's Billy Bush and you're Donald Trump. And holy fuck shit, does this make... Republicans look really bad, because what the fuck is Hillary getting away with that we don't know of? Because they had 14 or 15 people running against Trump for the nominee. They were all doing opposition research. None of them found the fucking clip of him on camera being recorded saying, grab her by the pussy. The fucking guy he was saying it to is related to one of the other candidates. Billy Bush is a cousin of the Bushes. I don't know how close a cousin, but he's somewhat of a cousin. What the fuck? Jeb Bush didn't hear that? Billy didn't ring him up? This somehow didn't get out? Well, it sounds like it had to be leaked. The NBC didn't want it to get out, which I totally understand. It wasn't because they're covering for Trump so much as this type of shit probably happens all the fucking time. And people talk like this all the time off air. Maybe not about pussy or something like that, but you just know that there's every celebrity's talking to Billy Bush and they're just shooting this shit and be like, man, I was at this party, there was coke everywhere or whatever. Even if they don't admit to using it, they're just like, I was at this party in the hills, there's fucking strippers and there's coke everywhere. And then you get to go on TV and be like, and I'm appearing in the newest Finding Nemo movie. It's like, so like, I think NBC or Entertainment Tonight, whatever, has a real strong interest in making sure that celebrities understand, yes, your mic is always live, but we are not trying to do this to you. Because otherwise, there's not going to have people come on. It's Entertainment Tonight, right? Or Access Entertainment, Access Hollywood. They
the, quote, access. And they don't want to look like they don't give, that they will abuse it. So, yeah, again, I didn't see the debate. I'm almost done with this podcast. I think that, if you want to read things against Trump, I think it's fair. I don't think it's an improper reading. Like, I don't think it's the right one. I do think that, you know, the locker room talk is probably more accurate to what he was actually doing. Because, again, we've seen, you've seen Donald Trump go off on shit. And this, to me, has nothing to do with whether he should be president. This doesn't teach me anything about his respect for women or anything like that. I mean, the guy started Miss Universe because Miss America wasn't slutty enough. What? He ran a beauty pageant and made sure to have a good bikini portion to it. What the fuck are you expecting from Donald Trump? Like, this is who he is. Did you really? Did anybody, anyone, think Donald Trump secretly was some huge feminist? That behind the scenes he's just constantly going out of his way to prop women up, that he's purposely paying them more than men to right the wrongs of the past or whatever, that he's out there, like, you know, that he secretly taught himself how to perform abortions and does it for low-income women? No, it's Donald Trump. You get what you get. You get a guy who brags about steak dinners when he, you know, it's a guy who brags about probably eating steak dinners and banging women while his beauty pageant failed and his steak business failed. Like, he's completely unaware, I think, of exactly how he looks. Or maybe he's all aware. All I know is that he's good at marketing. That's why he's worth money, because he knows how to put his name on shit, which is a skill. There is a skill that it shows the ability to get things done. There's a lot of shit I think he said and done that disqualifies him from being president. I think the same thing about Hillary. I don't think saying in private, basically to Billy Bush, "Oh yeah, you can grab him by the pussy," in 2005, over a decade ago, I don't think it means shit. Now, here's the thing. He didn't get the "I was young and didn't understand" excuse. He was still, like, 60 or something. Like, if I'm 33 and I know, probably shouldn't say that. I guess, God, I just don't talk like that. It's just, it feels weird. I don't know. I never like talking about sex with men. Like, oh yeah, in a joking way. But, like, I don't know. Like, maybe it's the repressed Catholic in me. This is like, yeah, I don't want to hear about what, I don't need the details. Oh, you had sex with her. Great. I don't need to hear, like, so, how's that, so's the pussy? Is it bushy? What are the labia? What's the labia look like? How about the areolas? Big ones? Little ones? Again, unless there's something funny to it, when you're like, dude, I'd sex with fucking nipples the size of, saucers. I was gonna say silver dollars, but that's kind of been said before. I think saucers was like a term in the 1950s when they would talk about nipples, if they did back then. I don't know. But it's like, do you think, we've heard, Lyndon Johnson said shit worse than Donald Trump. He did. Ugh. So yeah, I mean, don't vote for Trump. That's fine. But don't act like this is the reason. The people getting most outraged about this already weren't going to vote for him. I don't care if you don't like him. I don't care if you think this disqualifies him. You think everything disqualifies him. Like, seriously, there are people who probably cannot think of a single reason why Donald Trump should be president. I can think of reasons. I don't think they're great. It's the same thing with Hillary Clinton. There are a lot of reasons why she should not be president. And then there are reasons why she can be president. Her experience, both ways. I don't think she has as much experience as people think. But she's still got experience and so on and so forth, so whatever. I mean, just know in the future that the mic is always live. The mic is always live! How do you not fucking know that, Don? So, whatever. The world, I mean, it would be funny if he'd been way ahead and this would destroy his campaign. Billy Bush had been the one to bring down Donald Trump. But he wasn't! So he didn't. And I'm home. So thanks for listening to this edition of the show in Road Rage Radio. I hope you enjoyed. If you didn't, I don't really care. You're not paying me. But I'll be talking to you guys again soon. Until I do, go forth
and be prosperous.
Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, times come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about. We hope.